Okay, we will call the Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026 regular village board meeting of the village of DeForest to order. Unfortunately, President Jane Cahill Wolfgram cannot be with us tonight. We also have an absence. See Brad coming in. Hi, Brad. We also have an absence of from Trustee Cahill Wolfgram. Trustee Jan Stephanie Hagenhahn, concentrating on too many things at once here. We also have some announcements here in regards to the status of President Jane Cahill Wolfgram too. I'll take that after the first order of business here, which is to appoint a presiding officer for tonight's meeting.
I would nominate Trustee Simpson.
A second.
We have a motion by Trustee Little and a second by Trustee Allen. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Trustee Simpson?
Oh, yep. Thank you, Jen, and thank you, trustees. So, first order of business is call the meeting to order. This is the regular village board meeting, Tuesday, March 3rd, 6 o'clock p.m. It is 6:01. Roll call is noted, and recital the Pledge of Allegiance. Alicia, could you? Thank you. Announcements. Is there anything more, Bill?
Yeah, so wanted to provide this announcement to the village board and to the public. President Jane Cahill Wolfgram did file or submit her letter of resignation from the office of village president to be effective March 5th, which is Thursday. We received the letter yesterday, June, I mean March 2nd. And so at a future meeting, likely March 17th, we will consider what process needs to be taken for filling that vacancy. Also need to address potential interim village filling the interim village president position so that we can keep business within the village ongoing. That's all I have now. We'll provide more information as we get prepared to that March 17th meeting.
Thank you, Bill. And if I could ask for some clarification, or think what I heard is there is a potential to have an interim president before and say an appointed or whatever actual president.
Yeah, so at at a future meeting, this board will need to decide what process to take to fill that vacancy. I assume that in the case where that's not immediate, we would then need to appoint an interim because the statutory requirements of the village president is ongoing, which include setting the agenda, running the meetings, presiding over the meetings. And also execution of contracts potentially that may or may not be approved at this point.
Thank you. So, more to come. Any other announcements? Seeing none, the consent agenda. There is one order of or item of order, the Village Board meetings of February 19th. Is there any comments or a motion?
Second.
Motion by Brad, seconded by Clinton. Any comments? Thank you again, Al. So all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
Abstention.
We pass 4-0-1. Thank you all. Public appearances. Anybody registered? Looks like there's no presentation or old business. Kyle, I saw your hand up. Was that anything? Okay. So item number 9.1, resolution 2026-019, a resolution adopting revised user rates for DeForest Water Utility. Carol.
Yeah, so I'll just kind of, the memo in your packet kind of laid out the timeline. We started back in fall of 2023. We attempted to do a simplified rate increase, and that was denied because we were now classified as a AB utility instead of a C utility. And in order to get rate increases approved now as an AB utility, we have to have a full rate study done within the last 5 years. And at that point in time, it had been more than 5 years since our full rate study. So we started through that process. We hired CLA. They did the study that was submitted to the PSC last July. The PSC has gone through and asked some questions, did their review. We've done our public hearing that happened in January. And then on February 4th, we got the final order that basically said, here's what you're allowed to increase. It comes out roughly about, it's going to produce about 6.29% of an increase to our revenues overall. But the memo shows you some of the key things that we changed, like what the residential rates are going to go up to. And it shows a few fees that we increased just to kind of stay current with, you know, current rates. And then in the actual order from the PSC, if you go way to the end of that order, it shows like an example of what an average person's bill would go up under these new rates. So depending on how you want to look at it, there's a couple different items there for you to see just to kind of understand how this will impact your average user. But at this point in time, the process is complete. This is the recommendation or the order from the PSC, and we're just looking for approval to move forward with the increase. We have it set to take effect as of March 24th, because that's the day we're going to read meters. So everything through March 24th will be under the old rate. Everything from that point forward will be charged at the new rates, if approved tonight.
Thank you, Carol. Any comments, questions? Yes, Colleen.
Carol, for the sake of the public, can you go through, touch a little bit on residential rates and what we're looking at for an increase?
Yes. I don't know exactly what it shows in the order itself, but I know Penny had done kind of her own analysis of a handful of different customers who use a varying amount of water. And in every case that we looked at, the water bill itself was going to go up less than a dollar a month. Now, that doesn't include the sewer and the stormwater, but just looking at the water portion itself, the increase in the water rates would be in the range of like 70 cents a month increase to your average homeowner. Obviously, businesses are going to see different increases, but yeah.
Anybody else? I think we are looking for a motion.
A motion to approve resolution 2026.
Second.
19.
Motion by Brad, seconded by Kashidra. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Ordinance 2026-003, an ordinance amending Section 2.10, the DeForest Municipal Code, to increase fees for dishonored payment due to insufficient funds. Carol?
Yeah. So basically, we just wanted to keep our fees current. As part of the PSC request to our utility bills, we did increase our NSF fee to $35 whenever we have a a payment that is not honored due to insufficient funds in the account. We didn't want to have other payments to the village having a different NSF fee than what the utility was charging. So basically, we're just getting our ordinance in line with what we are now changing our NSF fees on our utility bills. So now any NSF fee across the board will be at $35. So it's just keeping things matching up.
Thank you, Carol. Any discussion or a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve as written from Tashidra. Is there a second?
Second.
From Alicia. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? 5-0. Resolution 2026-020, a resolution supporting the Cornerstone Community Center application for grant funding. Bill?
Yeah, so as some of you know, Cornerstone Community Center is reconstructing their front yard. Portion of that is moving their parking eastward and then really making a place, creating a placemaking opportunity on the west side of that front lawn area. Our understanding is that it's going to be an outdoor activity area for the community center. And so as part of that revenue solution, they are looking to apply for a grant from the AARP as part of the AARP Community Challenge Livable Communities Program. They've asked for the village to provide a letter of support to that grant application. And so we've proposed a draft letter for you to review and to approve. We recommend approval of that so that they can submit that application. That deadline is tomorrow.
Thank you. Discussions or a motion?
Motion to approve. I like grants.
Second.
It's a motion by Tashidra, seconded by Brad. I'd say I like seeing the improvements made to that corner. So any other discussion?
Quick question. Since the community services multiple municipalities, will they be getting letters from everyone to strengthen the grant proposal?
I assume that they made the same request. As you know, more support letters provide a better application.
Thank you. Anything else? All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? 5-0. 10.1. That was scary. This platter was closed. The check register is in your packet. If there's any comments, questions, we got a little time. Seeing none. Item 11, committee, commission, board minutes. Any questions with those? I'll group all four of them together, five of them together. Presidential report. President's not here right now. Do you have anything to report for Jane? Was there a village?
So I think generally we have a DCCVA update under President's report. The situation that we have here with Jane resigning, ultimately we want to think about representation to DCCVA. I assume that that's going to be whoever the interim village board president is, and then whoever the eventual one will be. But from there is an opportunity, a DCCVA meeting in person next Wednesday, the 11th, at the Madison Municipal Building at 5 p.m. If anyone's interested in attending, please let me know. They are also seeking nominations to a number of commissions that DCCVA represents. One is the Dane County Lakes and Watershed Commission. One is the Capital Area Regional Planning Commission. And the third one is the Greater Madison MPO Policy Board, which the subject of the MPO is transportation. So let me know if you are interested in serving on any of one of those. I can reach out and speak to the chair of DCCVA, Windsor President, Bob Whifferth, about some of these nominations and how we go about that as part of the situation that we have here in DuBois. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. I think I read somewhere, it must have been in an email given to us, that the CARPC and the MPO person that is currently, or sorry, I don't know the acronym, that Dane County is, they are wanting to continue or available to continue.
Yeah, there's the representatives have historically done a pretty good job, and a lot of them continue. We can still put in nominations if we would like to, and the DCCVA board will then consider that. New opportunities for our board to be more active in DCCVA.
Thank you very much. I guess with that, I'll consider the presidential report complete. So item number 13 is any other business that lawfully comes before the board. Anybody? Brad?
I just wanted to publicly thank Jane for her services, board, and to the community. She's done a lot of work, and wish her the best.
Thank you, Brad. Yes, I will do the same. I know we often have a certificate, so I suspect that will be coming in the future, and we'll all get that opportunity to thank her, hopefully personally. So, anything else? Hearing nothing, we are on item number 14, and I think I heard Tashidra say something.
Motion to adjourn. Second.
Motion by Tashidra, second by Alicia. All those in favor of adjourning, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned at 6:19.